You're listening to the audio production of The Promise Code, 40 Bible Promises Every Believer Should Claim by O.S. Hawkins, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Lance Smith. Introduction. Promises made are always appreciated, but promises kept are what mean the most. It is one thing to make a promise and quite another to keep it. Every one of us can attest to the validity of that truth. We all have had our own experiences of promises that were made and never kept. However, there is someone to whom this does not apply. Did you know that the Bible is replete with promises God has made to you, and that He has a perfect record of keeping all His promises? Though we are good at making promises, we often become lax when it comes to keeping them. But this never happens with God. Whether we keep our promises or not is based on the content of our character. An unrepentant, repeat thief may appear before a judge and promise never to steal again, but his trustworthiness, based on his past recurring behavior, does not attest to his sincerity. Because of the thief's lack of character and trustworthiness, a judge would never declare such a man innocent. So, how can we trust God and the promises He has made to us? Because of His character and the fact that the Bible declares that it is impossible for God to lie, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. His word is His bond. Your Bible is laced on every page with promises He has made to you, promises He wants you to claim as your very own. It is one thing to read the Bible and struggle with its precepts, and quite another thing to believe the Bible and stand on its promises. One thing I learned early on in my own Christian experience is that in the kingdom of God, we do not live by explanations. We live by promises. Do you remember Naaman, the commander of the king's armies of Syria? He contracted leprosy and searched out every medical specialist, providing every possible cure that could be found, but to no avail. In a desperate last-ditch attempt, he approached the prophet Elisha. The man of God gave him instructions to go to the Jordan River and immerse himself 7 times with the promise that he would then be cured. Infuriated by what he considered an absurdity, Naaman got back in his chariot and sped away. However, he was fortunate enough to have a servant with him who pointed out the truth that he had nothing to lose. So the proud conqueror approached the Jordan River, took off his royal robes, and submerged himself 7 times. When he emerged after the 7th dip, the Bible records, "His flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?